WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. You can listen to us 24/7. We stream online at our website, wjffradio.org. It's straight up 3 o'clock, and the forecast for tonight is clear, with lows going down to around 50. Tomorrow we've got a sunny days, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It sounds beautiful. And Sunday night, mostly clear, going down to the lower 50s. Monday promises to be another partly sunny days with highs in the mid-70s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be exploring mandolin in rock and roll. What a gloriously beautiful day it is outside today. There's something magical going on with the way that the light is shining. Everything just looks particularly crisp. I love this time of year. And it makes me want to hear a certain kind of music, a certain kind of sound. Maybe it's just the precision that it seems as the trees change color. It's like leaf by leaf. And it seems so delicate. And it sounds like the mandolin. The mandolin is a magical instrument. And even though it's associated mainly with bluegrass, it does have some really beautiful uses in rock and folk rock. And there's nobody who tickles my fancy more than Dash Crofts playing mandolin. So we're going to be listening to Seals and Crofts, Jimmy Seals, on acoustic guitar and vocals, and Dash Croft on mandolin and vocals. The album is produced by John Simon, who plays piano. And this is a recording made in 1970. The album is called Down Home. And it captures what I feel about today better than any words ever could. Seals and Crofts.
So softly, just faded away, like the rain in the springtime on that day when I met you, when I met you, when I met you. Then a bit of so quickly. Just a moment in time, like the hours in the springtime when you were mine. You were mine.
another day, another teardrop falling from my rooftop, leaving the look upon the city's face. Summer, another year gone. Another love that didn't last from now on. My girl told me yesterday I better leave. Yes, I better leave.
The remarkable virtuoso mandolin playing of Dash Crofts on the album called Down Home from 1970, that's Seals and Crofts. That album is produced by John Simon. He's also playing piano. And what a sophisticated songwriting, Jimmy Seals and Dash Crofts. That same year, a British folk rock band named Pentangle recorded an album called Cruel Sister. And there's something about the sound of the acoustic instruments. There's something about the unique way that the ensemble comes together in Pentangle. We're going to listen to a traditional song they recorded. It's called A Maid That's Deep in Love. And Jackie McShee sings lead vocals. Danny Thompson is on double bass. The song was arranged by Bert Jantz, John Renborn, and Terry Cox. Bert Jantz, a Scottish musician, on this album he sings and plays acoustic guitar, Appalachian dulcimer, recorder, and the concertina. John Renborn is playing sitar on this track. Terry Cox is playing drums. From the Pentangle's Cruel Sister album, this is A Maid That's Deep in Love. Thank you.
calling all the people, and they came to him. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, I wanna hear all that's nice. They laughed at him with his mandolin. They left him there with his funny grin. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, I wanna hear all that's nice. Children of the town then came to him. Magically called with his mandolin. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, they smiled at him with his mandolin. Their eyes like his were sparkling. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, I wanna hear nice. They said, you wanna hear all that's pretty. They said, you wanna hear all that's nice. La, la, la.
Donovan, the Mandolin Man and His Secret. That's from a double album he released in 1967, Gift from a Flower to a Garden. There was two albums in that box set. The first one was called Wear Your Love Like Heaven, which was a kind of a commercial pop album in the folk rock genre, of course. And then another album was recorded for the little ones and featured a song specifically for children. And The Mandolin Man and His Secret certainly has its charm. Right before that, we heard Pentangle. It seems like we've gone to the British Isles. We're going to stay there for a couple of more songs. We heard the Pentangles version of A Maid That's Deep in Love with Bert Jance, John Renbourn, Terry Cox, Danny Thompson, and Jackie McShee on vocals, one of my favorite singers. There's another woman who was also a miraculous singer, very active in the folk rock movement in England. Her name is Sandy Denny. And she was in a band called Fairport Convention. And in 1970, there was a festival of blues, the Bath Festival of Blues in England. And Fairport Convention shared the bill with Led Zeppelin. Well, one thing led to another, and Led Zeppelin invited Sandy Denny to record a song with them. The song is called The Battle of Evermore, and This song is released on their 1971 album, self-titled Led Zeppelin album, and the only instrumentation on this album is Jimmy Page, who normally plays a screaming lead electric guitar. Jimmy Page is playing mandolin. Did you see that one coming? John Paul Jones is playing acoustic guitar. John Bonham is playing percussion. And Robert Plant and Sandy Denny are both singing the lead vocals. Jimmy Page wrote this song, and he talks about it in an interview that he had Jimmy Page with the Trouser Press back in 1977. Here's what Jimmy Page had to say about writing The Battle of Evermore. The Battle of Evermore was made up on the spot by Robert and myself. I just picked up John Paul Jones's mandolin, never having played a mandolin before, and I just wrote up the chords and the whole thing in one sitting. The song sounded like an old English instrumental first off, then it became a vocal, and Robert did his bit. Finally, we figured we'd bring Sandy by and do a question and answer type thing. Well, this is the only album and only song ever released during Led Zeppelin's career that Robert Plant shares the lead vocals with anybody. So Sandy Denny, actually, they all, when they released the album, each of the members of the band in Led Zeppelin had their own special little insignia, you know, like three circles overlapping. Well, they gave Sandy her very own little three pyramids printed on the liner notes. In any event, here's what Plant has to say about singing with Sandy Denny. This is an interview from 1995, and here's what Plant had to say, quote, "For me to sing with Sandy Denny was great. We were always good friends with that period of Fairport Convention. Richard Thompson is a superlative guitarist. Sandy and I were friends, and it was the most obvious thing to ask her to sing on The Battle of Evermore. If I suffered from naivete and tweenness, I was only 23. It makes up for it in the cohesion of the voices and the playing. And the subject matter of the song we're about to hear is makes references to The Lord of the Rings, the Tolkien books. You will hear the incredible inventive use of the mandolin. This is Led Zeppelin, Battle of Evermore.
Filled with good and cannot exceed the woe of aftermath. The drums will shake, the castle wall, the ring rings right in black. Right on!
Situation, right on! Shoot straight to them before.
No comfort yet, the fire at night, the lights are face so cold.
Led Zeppelin, Battle of Evermore, featuring the inventive use of the mandolin by Jimmy Page. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program on Now and Then, we're kind of exploring the sound of the mandolin. So, there is another really interesting recording that features mandolin, one of American's great treasures, Mr. Ry Cooder, is playing mandolin, and you'd never guess who he is playing with. He's on the Rolling Stones album called Let It Bleed. Robert Johnson, the famous blues singer and guitarist, released a single on a 78 RPM record called Love in Vain. And Robert Johnson released his version of the song in 1939, this blues song. And it shows up on the Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed album. And Mr. Ry Cooder is playing the mandolin. The instrumentation is pretty simple. It's just Keith Richards on guitar, Charlie Watts on drums, Bill Wyman on bass, and Ry Cooder playing mandolin. Of course, Mick is singing lead. They talked a little bit about covering the song. Mick Jagger and Keith both gave an interview about Love in Vain in 1995. And Jagger says, quote, "We changed the arrangement quite a lot from Robert Johnson's. We put in extra chords that aren't there on the Robert Johnson version. We made it more country." And that's another strange song because it's very poignant. Robert Johnson was a wonderful lyric writer, and his songs are quite often about love, but they're desolate. So Mick Jagger felt like it was more country. Maybe that was why he brought in the mandolin. Keith Richards has to say this: "Sometimes I wonder myself about how we developed that arrangement. I don't know. We only knew the Robert Johnson version. At the time we were kicking it around, I was into country music, old white country music, 30s and 20s and 30s stuff, and white gospel. Somewhere I crossed over into this more classical mode. Sometimes things just happen. We were sitting in the studio saying, 'Let's do Love in Vain by Robert Johnson.' Then I'm trying to figure out some nuances and chords, and I start to play it in a totally different fashion. Everybody joins in and goes, 'Yeah,' and suddenly you've got your own stamp on it. I certainly wasn't going to be able to top Robert Johnson's guitar playing."
Well, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Yeah, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand.
The Rolling Stones, Love in Vain, a 1937 blues song written by Robert Johnson with Ry Cooder. You could maybe hear the fast tremolos on the mandolin giving it that special something. So along that same line, early blues from the 20s and 30s, there's a song that was written in 1919 called The Blues My Naughty Baby Gave to Me, written by Swanstone, Morgan, and McCarran. And this is recorded on Dan Hicks' Tangled Tales album in 2009, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. The Blues My Naughty Baby Gave to Me. And it features David Grisman on mandolin and on the mandolin solo. And David was had worked with Jerry Garcia and plays mandolin beautifully on this track. Once again, this is Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks from Tangled Tales.
You get from loneliness. There are blues that you get from pain. There are blues when you are lonely, for you're one and only. The blues you can never explain.
There are blues that you get from sleepless nights. Oh, but the meanest blues that be
are the blues that I've got on my mind. I mean, the blues that are the
Little bit. There are blues you get from women when you see them going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself.
Yourself.
There are blues you get much quicker when you're drinking lots of liquor and somebody goes and knocks it off the shelf.
The shelf. And there are blues you get when everything's in hock, when your girlfriend doesn't answer when you're not.
There are blues you get from getting in a taxi cab and fretting every time you hear the bumper jump box.
Jump clock. And there are blues you get from trying to keep your uncle from dying and he afterwards forgets you in his will.
There are blues you get from kisses when you're walking with your missus and another girl shouts, "Hi, Bill."
Hi, Bill.
But the blues that make you want to shake, 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 shiver. The blues that make you want to jump down in the river. The blues my naughty baby gave to me. Oh, yeah. Blues my naughty baby gave to me.
$11 bills, you only got 10. You only got 10.
Stan Hicks and his Hot Licks. That's from Tangled Tales in 2009. Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues like it's never been heard before. And right before that, from the same album, we heard the 1920 blues song, The Blues My Naughty Baby Gave to Me, featuring David Grisman on mandolin. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we've been listening to a lot of mandolin today. It's just a special kind of sound. It adds something very precise and exciting when the mandolin is played. And we've heard some mandolin playing by some very talented people. Jimmy Page, you know, Ry Cooder, Dash Crofts. Well, I've got one more for you. Paul McCartney is not to be outdone. In 2007, he released the album Memory Almost Full. What a poetic title. And the song we're going to hear is called Dance Tonight, and Paul McCartney is playing all the instruments, the electric guitar, the bass, the drums, the keyboards, the percussion, an auto harp. He's singing, and he's also playing, yes, left-handed mandolin. Paul apparently bought the mandolin in London, and his three-year-old daughter, Beatrice, starts to dance whenever he plays the mandolin, and so Paul said the song pretty much wrote itself.
Everybody gonna hit the ground. Everybody gonna dance around tonight. Well, you can come on to my place if you want to. You can do anything you wanna do. Everybody gonna dance tonight. Everybody gonna feel alright. Everybody gonna dance around tonight. Tonight, everybody's gonna feel alright. Everybody's gonna dance around tonight. Yeah, everybody's gonna jump and shout. Everybody's gonna sing it out. Everybody's gonna dance around tonight. Well, you can come on to my place if you want to. You can do anything you wanna do.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we heard an awful lot of mandolin. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio with studios in Jeffersonville and Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up, with a few NPR headlines tossed in at the top of the hour. We've got All Things Considered at 5 p.m., so stay tuned for some excellent programming coming right up. The Splendid Table. Support comes from you and from Matthews on Main in Callicoon, New York. Food, bar, happiness. MatthewsOnMain.com. And from Ba and Me, traditional Vietnamese food made with local ingredients, open seasonally on Upper Main Street in Callicoon, New York. BaandMe.com.
Join WJFF for a special performance by Karen Savoca and Garnet Rogers at the Forsberg Tavern, Saturday, September 27th. Garnet Rogers hails from Canada and Karen Savoca is a New Jersey native. So come early for some friendly Canadian versus U.S. quiz show fun. Tickets benefit WJFF.
Reservations for this event have closed, but you can still get tickets at the door. We'll see you at the Forsberg.